Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was over. Really over. One of America's favorite TV dads was officially killed off the show without warning. While fans were shocked by his sudden death, what happened behind the scene was even more outrageous. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. In the beginning, Good Times actor John Amos enjoyed bringing the Evans family patriarch James to life on television. But when the show's creators turned black families into a joke, he flipped out. And when he refused to coon, producers retaliated. White writers of the show kept a constant emphasis on JJ's stereotypical portrayal of a young black man, but Amos took a stand. He wanted more emphasis on the true nature of the black family. But when he refused to play along with these scripts shucking and jiving, he received the shock of his life. Show producers, including creator Norman Lear, weren't happy with Amos's defiance and fired him from the cast. His character was killed off the show in a rushed, hurtful plotline that left both cast members and viewers stunned. Amos got the last laugh, though. The black community continues to admire the dignity he proudly displayed by walking away from a project only invested in embarrassing caricatures of black people. Amos refused to allow white writers to portray black families as one-dimensional clowns, and it cost him his job. We must always remember that we're the ones who should control our narratives, not those outside our community. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.